Happy holidays from Health Cetera Radio. This is Christy Westfall, and today we're talking health literacy, literally. Communication and comprehension are so key within the context of health. So as the holidays come closer, take the time to sit down with your loved ones and talk about something that's really, 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 really important, health literacy. I think about health literacy all the time clinically. Actually, one of my favorite roles as a registered nurse and a nurse practitioner is when I can help translate medical or, you know, system complexities into information that's helpful, relatable, and understandable to patients and families. A lacking of health literacy can actually lead to potentially devastating effects across all ages and stages of people, including poor access to healthcare, prolonged uncomfortable symptoms, delayed diagnoses, and so on. So today, I have a special guest on the show, Dr. Eileen Frey-Bowers, and she's going to help us bring health literacy home for the holidays.
Hi, Christy. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much, Eileen. So tell us a little bit about your background, where you come from.
Well, I'm originally from Southern California, and I've been a nurse now for, oh my goodness, over 25 years. I'm also a pediatric nurse practitioner, and I've worked as a pediatric clinical nurse specialist, so I have a pretty extensive background as a nurse. I initially received my bachelor's degree in nursing from Loma Linda University School of Nursing, and then I did a stint as a Navy nurse. So I worked as a Navy Nurse Corps officer for several years. And after I completed that, I returned to school and earned a master's degree in the care of children and families and became a pediatric nurse practitioner. After a while, I took a little bit of a detour and I went to law school. And then I returned back to nursing and received my PhD and completed a postdoctoral fellowship in care of vulnerable populations. And I focused on child health policy.
So you speak nursing and you speak the law.
I do.
So what initially sparked your interest in health literacy?
Well, over the years, I've worked in many healthcare settings, from pediatric clinics to the emergency department to the intensive care unit. And as a result, I've had to teach all kinds of patients and families about their health, how to manage an illness or a chronic condition, and how to not navigate our increasingly complex healthcare system. You know, I realized that the patients and families who did well, who were able to successfully manage their conditions and avoid complications and repeated hospitalizations, were those who really understood what was going on and could take an active role in their care or the care of their family member. I also realized as a nurse and healthcare provider that the things I did, how I communicated, and how I interacted with them could make a difference on whether they understood all of the information that was being given to them. You know, but what I really think sparked my interest in this area was when a close family member was treated for cancer and just, you know, became overwhelmed with managing her treatment, the side effects, and finding her way through the healthcare system. You know, I saw our system from the perspective of a family member really for the first time, and I realized how incredibly challenging it is. And I wanted to learn more and understand what we could do from a provider and a system perspective to help patients and families.
So this kind of came from a family experience and an anecdote and then eventually translated into your dissertation research. Do you mind sharing a little bit about your research with us?
Sure. I looked at the relationship between a mother's health literacy and her confidence and ability to communicate with her child's healthcare provider and how that altered her perception of the care that was received in pediatric outpatient settings. And what I found was that how a healthcare provider communicates with a mom about her child's healthcare really has significant implications for the kind of care that that child receives. In other words, if the mother and the healthcare provider cannot communicate effectively and exchange important and relevant information, the quality of the healthcare provided to the child suffers. You know, a mother might not feel that she can trust the provider, or she might not know what to say to the provider. She might not even understand what is important to say to the provider in order to guide them in the management of her child's health.
So in preparing for this segment, I really learned that there's a plethora of different ways to describe health literacy, and most people who are not PhD prepared or lawyers may have a little bit of trouble navigating what that means to the average everyday person that's just trying to get by. So what's your favorite way to describe what health literacy is?
Well, sure. My favorite definition is kind of based on the one that's actually used by the U.S. government for their public health initiative, Healthy People 2020. It defines health literacy as the degree to which individuals have the capacity to obtain, process, and understand basic health information and services needed to make appropriate health decisions. You know, boiling it down, I really like this definition because it recognizes that health literacy is not just about reading instructions from your provider or reading a prescription label, but it's also about knowing how to get health-related information, how to use it to make decisions for yourself or your family member. It's also about knowing how to get around the healthcare system, or what we might say is to navigate the system, which, you know, let's face it, it's confusing, it's overwhelming, especially for those who have a chronic illness, who have to interact with lots of different parts of the system, everything from dealing with, you know, a clinic and their doctor's office or an insurance company. And then certainly when individuals are newly diagnosed or there's been, you know, an unexpected emergency in a family, you know, that can really be confusing as well.
So stay tuned, everyone. We're going to continue to explore the ways that we can improve health literacy in your family. Welcome back. This is Christy Westfall, and this is Health Cetera Radio. Today, for our special holiday edition, we're talking health literacy, and joining me is Dr. Eileen Fry Bowers from the University of San Diego, Hahn School of Nursing and Health Sciences, and the UCLA School of Nursing. So we've talked a little bit about why health literacy is so important. It's something that touches all of us, whether you work in healthcare or whether you're just trying to take care of your family and just get by. Health literacy matters. Comprehension matters. And Eileen is here to help us learn more about why. So health literacy, again, can you tell us a little bit about your definition?
So it's really about knowing more than just reading instructions from your provider or reading a prescription label. It's really about knowing how to get health-related information and use it to make decisions for yourself or your family member.
Who do you think is most at risk for having lower levels of health literacy?
Well, you know, anyone can be at risk for low levels of health literacy depending on the circumstances or situation. You know, when someone receives bad news or is experiencing stress, it can be really very hard to hear and understand important health-related information. You know, even depression can affect what someone hears, or it can, you know, result in confusion. But there are some populations that are especially at risk to experience low health literacy, and these include older adults, racial and ethnic minorities, people with less than a high school diploma, people with low income levels, people whose first language is not English, and people who already have poor health. In fact, you know, education level, language, culture, access to resources, and age are all factors that can affect a person's health literacy skills.
So we've all come together. It's Thanksgiving. We're getting ready to eat a delicious dinner. Everyone in the family is there, from grandma and grandpa, maybe even great-grandma and great-grandpa, all the way down to the new baby nephews and baby cousins. What are some of the ways that families can kind of take their own measure, their own scale of what health literacy currently is in their family for their family members?
So, you know, there really isn't like a one-size-fits-all test that you can use, but it's important to understand that health literacy involves more than reading. It involves being able to write. It involves understanding documents and tables and graphs and other materials like that. It also involves how you speak and understand what others say to you about your health. It can involve math skills, and certainly your cultural background and beliefs, especially if they're different from your healthcare providers, can influence health literacy. So if someone is challenged in any of these areas, they might be at risk for low health literacy. There are a few sort of self-assessment questions you can ask yourself or a family member to screen for potential low health literacy.
And I'm so excited that you're going to share some of those questions with us.
So you might ask, how often do you have someone help you read hospital materials? How confident are you in filling out medical forms by yourself? How often do you have problems learning about your medical condition because you have difficulty understanding written information? And how often do you have a problem understanding what is told to you about your medical condition? You know, if you or a family member answered often or always to any of these questions, there might be a problem with low health literacy.
So what are some strategies that you recommend to help families improve their health literacy?
So first and foremost, stay active when you discuss health issues with your care provider.
And active does not mean doing jumping jacks during the conversation.
No, it means really being eager to ask questions and engage in conversation with your healthcare provider. Asking questions can help you understand what you need to do and, importantly, can also help prevent medical errors. In fact, there are three really important questions that you can ask at every visit. What is my main problem? What do I need to do? And why is it important for me to do this? If the doctor or nurse or other member of the healthcare team says something that you don't understand, you have to let them know. It's our job to explain things clearly, and it's important that you are clear about the plan for you or your family before you leave the doctor's office or the hospital.
So if somebody doesn't understand something that's been said to them, what are some questions that would be helpful in learning more about that?
Well, sure. You can, you know, things that you might say is, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Can you say it again? Or, you know, I had a hard time following that. Can you explain that again? Or be honest, I'm confused. Can we go over it again? And obviously, if you don't understand some of the words used, please ask their provider to explain it to you in less than medical terms.
I completely agree. I think sometimes, too, it can be very intimidating for families to feel like they can interrupt their healthcare provider or take more of their time. But when it comes down to it, your health is so important, and you have the right to ask those questions. And you know what? We want you to ask.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So any other important questions that you think might be helpful for families to navigate their health literacy?
Well, you can ask things if you're, you know, if the doctor is or the healthcare provider has ordered some tests for you, ask what are those tests for? Or if you've been prescribed a medication or a treatment has been suggested, ask why. Why do you need that treatment? And be sure to ask about if there are any possible complications and some of the main side effects of those treatments.
All right, so Eileen has provided me with some excellent resources to share. You can go to the National Patient Safety Foundation at www.npsf.org and review the Ask Me 3 campaign. Additionally, you can also learn more about health literacy and the National Plan to Improve Health Literacy by going to health.gov/communication. So here we are on HealthCetera talking about something so key to your family's health, your health literacy, meaning how you understand, and how communication happens about your health. Hopefully, you've got some great ideas for when those friends and family members come by to, again, sit down, talk about your health, talk about it with your family, your friends, talk about it with your healthcare provider. Don't feel bad or feel guilty about asking questions. Feel empowered. It's your health. It's your right. Thank you so much for joining us today on Health Center Radio, Dr. Freibowers. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too, Christy, and to all of your listeners.